Seattle lawmakers are considering a proposal to create neighborhood conservation districts. The idea is to give homeowners more say over what new development in their neighborhoods would look like. Seattle City Council member Tom Rasmussen proposed the conservation districts. Journalist Erica C. Barnett's been following the issue. David Hyde asked Barnett how these conservation districts would work and what conservation districts could mean for density and affordable housing.
Districts where landowners could essentially say what can and cannot be built in their neighborhood. And the idea is that there are neighborhoods that have specific characters, like craftsman houses, that have been around for a long time and need to be preserved.
What is the problem that Rasmussen says here he's trying to address?
Basically, he's heard a lot of complaints by neighbors that it's impossible to say anything about new developments that go in, and some of the developments are really ugly. They have what he called plastic facades that nobody likes, and this would be a way to combat that kind of development coming into neighborhoods.
So aesthetically displeasing development?
Basically, the conservation districts would allow neighbors to prevent changes to things like facades, changes like different colors, things that they find aesthetically unappealing, but also things like setbacks, density, saying that you have to have a certain size front lawn. So it goes a little deeper than just what a new building looks like.
There must be critics. What are they saying?
They are saying that it is not the purpose of design review to dictate what a building looks like to that level.
Who's saying that?
Well, critics like the Planning Commission are saying, you know, we already have all these processes, but we can't allow you, the neighbors, to say, we don't like this facade because it's orange.
So neighbors in the city can have no control over the future look of a city?
Well, they do have a lot of control. I mean, there's the design review process, there's public comment.
Right, but it's not working. According to these neighbors, it doesn't look great.
Well, what the Planning Commission suggested is if they have a problem with what development is looking like in their neighborhood, they should go back and try to change the comprehensive plan, which is actually the document that dictates all these things.
All right. What else are the critics saying?
Critics are saying also that it could diminish the amount of affordable housing in the city by putting an artificial limit on supply because it would prevent a lot of new developments from going in.
Because more layers of red tape would essentially limit supply?
Well, yeah. And neighbors could say, we don't want that development coming in here because it's too tall. It's casting a shadow on my house.
Oh, I see. So limiting density would potentially be one of the goals or end results of this in the neighborhoods where we'd have neighborhood conservation districts.
That's right. It would limit density and could potentially limit density in a lot of ways.
But the city council says and the mayor says that they're really seriously concerned about affordable housing right now. Everybody's got a proposal. It's going to be a huge election issue this year. Would they also seriously consider proposals that would limit supply down the road?
I think it's likely that they would support a proposal like this, maybe not this exact proposal, because limiting supply is not a big concern of a lot of these candidates.
Has the question come up why only property owners, why wouldn't renters have some say in what happens to the future of a neighborhood?
It has come up. The Planning Commission actually kind of grilled Rasmussen on that issue and a lot of others back in April. And what they said was, you know, 52% of the city is renters. And in this scenario, renters would have no say. They wouldn't even be given notice that this was going to happen in their neighborhood. And, you know, with so many people renting in the city, the argument is that they also have an investment in their neighborhoods, just like landowners do.
What's the next step for this idea?
Well, Tom Rasmussen has it kind of on a fast track. I don't know how much traction it's going to get with other council members, but he moved it forward. He introduced it, moved it forward, had three public meetings in 2.5 weeks, and he has said that he wants to have legislation out in May. I got a copy of the draft. It's already been produced, so it's moving forward pretty quickly.
Erica C. Barnett spoke to David Hyde. Barnett blogs at thecisforcrank.com.